The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
First up today, there has been an uptick in green loans being drawn down. Householders are rushing to beat the expected energy price rises in the coming months. But given that it's May now and there's a huge demand for building labour, is it possible to retrofit your home before the winter? Well, Charlie Weston is personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, and he has the details on the finance side. And we'll also talk in a moment to Kieran McCarthy, engineer and director of KMC Homes in Cork. But Charlie, I'll start with you first. There is a bit of a run on these types of loans, is there?
There is, Claire. Certainly the banks, and I had separate figures from the credit unions, they're showing a big increase in what's called green loans. Now, these are essentially loans to upgrade the energy efficiency of your home or to buy an EV. The banks are reporting a 26% increase this year compared with last year in the number of these green loans taken out. And they're big, chunky loans. They tend to be twice the size of a standard loan. You're talking, according to the Banking and Payments Federation, up to €23,000. And a number of credit unions have come together, 34 of them around the country, and they formed a group called Greenify, and they're offering a standardized green loan with a rate of 5.5% for consumers, which is pretty good. And that, again, is for home efficiencies, improvements, works, or EVs. Now, all of this tallies with figures I had a while ago there, a few weeks ago, Claire, from the Department of Energy, Minister Dara O'Brien's department, showing that in the year so far, there has been a doubling in the number of people processed for a grant from Sustainable Energy Ireland to do the likes of heat, attic insulation, cavity wall installation, etc. Something like 29,000 applications were processed. And, you know, in the budget, they did increase the amount of money for this kind of these SEI grants. And there's a target of 73,000 houses to be upgraded this year.
So people are likely spending this money that they're borrowing, the 20,000 or thereabouts, themselves, and getting a grant on top of that, are they?
They'll be getting a grant if they're doing the work. I mean, the builders will often organise that for you. They need money as well. So you're talking about EVs in there as well. So that's what brings it way up. But some of this work can be quite expensive, you know, particularly a heat pump. You're talking 10,000 to 15,000 euros. Now, you will get a grant of up to 6,500. The doors and windows is another popular one. There's a grant for that now, and it wasn't previously. If you get them both done, cavity wall insulation, it can be expensive. So, you know, these are big jobs. People can't move either. So, you know, it's not like you could just, if you need to move to a bigger home, you can buy a brand new high building energy rated home and that sorts you out. You know, there is a bit of an issue around all of this as well. There was very interesting research done by Trinity College recently showing that there's a green divide. EVs, solar panels, heat pumps, they're concentrated in affluent areas. So, you know, you get this east-west urban-rural divide where the clean tech stuff is bought in the well-off areas. And I personally have a real problem with people getting grants to buy big 4x4 EVs, which are essentially just vanity purchases, but that's the way it is. So, yeah, you know, there's a warmer home scheme which will fund you if you're low income.
That's right.
People don't know about it, Claire. That's the problem.
Really? No. Well, but a lot of people, I think, are availing of it too. But I mean, and I get what you're saying about the divide, because you have to be able to afford to borrow the money or pay for it up front in order to get the grant to fill in the gaps for you.
Yeah.
So it's clear to see why there is a divide there. Do you think, though, that this is a reaction to what people are expecting to happen in the autumn and the winter, in that even if Donald Trump sorts this Iran stuff out tonight, we are going to have a big lift in our energy prices in the winter?
Yeah, I think people can see it already. You've had Dara O'Brien, the Minister for Energy, warning of price rises of between 4 and 9%. We saw last week Prepay Power, which had 240,000 customers, announcing a price rise in June. That's the first during this current crisis. We've had various warnings from various experts, including the head of the International Energy Agency, warning that we're in an energy crisis that's worse since the 70s. And, you know, so people can see that coming. So what I'm hearing is a lot of people who maybe were putting this on the long finger. They were thinking about solar panels, for example, and this has just prompted them into action. They've now decided, okay, like, it could be a rough winter. We're likely to get increases. There's a general cost of living issue here. And so if you're lucky enough to be able to afford to borrow, if you can, you know, if you can manage it on top of mortgage payments, you may have car repayments. If you can take on some debt as well, and you can get it at a low rate and a grant, people are saying, well, maybe now's the time to do it. So it is kind of, I think it's forcing the issue for a lot of people at the moment, Claire.
Okay. Well, we wanted to find out whether it is possible to get the work done before the winter, which is why we've invited Kieran McCarthy, engineer and director of KMC Homes in Cork, to talk to us. Good morning, Kieran.
Good morning, Claire.
You busy?
Very busy, thank God. Yeah, can't complain.
Do you agree that a lot of people now are looking at getting this retrofitting work done because of what might be ahead?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few strands to that, actually, because like I know when the Ukraine war started, there was a massive surge, particularly in solar PV. And you have a similar massive surge, again, particularly in solar PV now. And a lot of this is down to kind of the concept of energy security. People see what's happening with gas and oil. They see what's potentially happening even with electricity slightly further down the road. And they want to have security over their own energy resources. So you're having a massive surge in solar PV and to a slightly lesser extent, heat pumps as well. So you'd have an electrical heating source in your house rather than a gas or oil. So I suppose it's doing something for the environment along with everything else.
People are looking at the solar panels in the first instance because that seems like sort of an easier, quick fix thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's lower cost, it's a quicker fix, and we're coming into the summer now, please God, so you could actually get the benefit of it in the next, we're in May now. May is actually the best month for solar, so you can get the benefit of it immediately, assuming you can get your contractor sooner rather than later, you know.
And that's what we want to know from you, really, is what is the demand like out there for labour and can it be met?
Yeah, well, I mean, particularly in the solar, I was talking to a company, Solarpath in Cork, and what they're telling me is like they would have spent about 5,000 a month on marketing and now they're spending nothing. They would have gotten 60 inquiries a week. Now they're getting 100 inquiries a week. But between them and deep retrofit companies, these are very efficient companies. Now they've really upped the ante since I suppose with the improvement of the grants. But since the Ukraine war, there's a lot of companies have arrived on the market, and the ones that are already on the market are very fit now at this stage. So they can deal with a high level of inquiries, and they have a great path through the grants and the finance of it. So they are still getting to nearly everyone. I suppose they might be slightly more choosy on who they deal with now because they have a bit more options. But they are pretty much getting to it. I mean, there's generally, by the time you have all your paperwork and finance in place, and they have all your grants and all that side of things in place, and the assessment and the BER assessment and everything else, there's about a 4 to 6 week lead in time before they can actually hit the ground once everything's
been
approved.
That's not bad.
With them.
That means that people
it's
might.
It's not
get
as bad as you think. Yeah. They are very match fit, these companies.
Okay. Charlie, you're still with us there, aren't you?
Yes, Claire.
Charlie, I just have a question here from a listener, which is really relevant. They want to know, is it worth waiting, do you think, for a potential budget bonus regarding solar and retrofitting?
Yeah, Simon Harris, the tarnished and Minister for Finance, kind of threw the cat among the pigeons when he mentioned that there may be more grant aid for solar panels and heat pumps, and really that has caused some people to pause. It seems to me not a wise thing to do, to be saying something before you actually announce it and give it a date for it. You know, to be musing about that just seems to have made some people hold back. You know, as Kevin says, if we want to get this done before the winter, now's the time to do it. You know, it could be a while before the government decides on what to do. There's a hell of a lot of demands on government money. There's nothing specific. There is increased grants. 640 million was allocated in the last budget for retrofits, and you can, you know, there are higher grants. So look, if you're thinking of doing it, do it, particularly if you have an oil-fired home. I think that's a bit of a no-brainer. 750,000 people out there have oil-fired homes. The 1,000 litres is up about €500 already, and you know that went up very fast. We have the most expensive electricity in Europe, as I was reporting yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, it just, if you have an oil-fired home and with expensive electricity, it just seems to me like if you can do anything at all to increase the insulation, the energy efficiency of your home, you really, and you can afford to do it, or you can apply for the Warmer Home Scheme, really, you know, you really should be thinking about it. Would be my advice. Yeah,
Kieran, you didn't notice any slowdown in people looking at doing retrofitting after the Thánaiste said that they would look at increased grants for things like heat pumps, and I think he mentioned EVs as well, which mightn't be strictly relevant, but I suppose opening the door to there being a lift in any sort of grant aid might change the calculation for some people.
Not in any major way. Like, I see there's a few other things that kind of factor into all this as well. Like, there's the new windows grant, the single measure windows grant. So there's an awful lot of people now reconsidering their windows. Now, some people, it might be just one window, and you can't get a grant for just one window if you have a faulty window. So there's a lot of people in that bracket as well. But there's a lot of people now considering getting their windows done as a single measure. So that's a new grant. The other thing is, like, even when you look at interest rates, I mean, with all the an ebbing level or with an increasing level of inflation coming at us, some people are starting to think, well, interest rates might tick up. Maybe I should fix my mortgage. And you get better interest rates for better BERs in your house. So some people are going, maybe I should just get the improvement done. The BER proven by getting a deep retrofit done in my house, so that now that I'm going to fix my my interest rate to get to lock it in instead of dealing with inflation,
you'll get a better
interest rate interest rate anyway. So that's feeding into it as well.
Okay.
And then, of course, when you look at the EVs, then I mean, I have an electric car. I know when everyone was when we were having all the difficulties with the oil embargo. The oil shutdown or whatever, and not being able to get power, fuel at stations, you know, there's a certain uptick in EVs, and that's noted as well, you know.
On the labour front, though, Kieran, what is happening there? Because clearly we know the job of work that has to be done nationally when it comes to retrofit. Even Charlie reminding us about all of the people whose houses are heated using oil. I mean, strictly speaking, all of those people should be moving away from oil, given the situation that we're in with fossil fuels. But are the workers there to do the work?
Well, there is a huge lack of trades anyway. I mean, whether they're doing deep retrofit work or they're building new houses or extending and upgrading existing stock, there's a huge lack of trades. And like it's good to be able to mention it on the radio that like there's a great career for anyone considering joining a trade as they look towards their leaving cert. Like there's a great career, very lucrative, and you know it's a very interesting career, and you meet all kinds of interesting people on site and everything else. So definitely we can promote trades an awful lot more, and that definitely needs to be said, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because most people will go to third level and pursue a degree of sorts. The trades were forgotten for a while, but maybe they're coming back into vogue, would you say?
I hope so, because that, you know, we really do need to promote them. Like, we all need tradespeople. You know, the boiler breaks down, all of a sudden the plumber's your best friend, you know. So we do need tradespeople in this country, and we lost an awful lot of them in the financial crisis after the Celtic Tiger. A lot of them would have joined kind of big international multinational companies and whatever, and they haven't left there. So we do need, 100% we need more trades. It's a great career and well worth looking into.
All right. Well, the whole thing might shift the labour market on its axis as well, because really, Charlie, to come back to you on this, this is where the heat is in the economy, if you'll forgive the pun. I mean, everybody seems to be talking about how they can make their energy bills cheaper. And if you're looking at a career, if you're 19 or 20, that's really where you should be headed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have a lot of work to do. It's going to take a long time in this country to sort out our issues with high costs of energy. The fact that we import so much fossil fuel to generate our electricity is a major issue. So, you know, there will have to be an ongoing shift to more energy efficient homes and, you know, generating some of our own power. And it's very satisfying as somebody who has the solar panels to be feeding electricity back into the grid. Now, you don't get a great rate. They give you half of what they sell it to you. But I mean, at least you're getting something back. You're saving money, and it does take a while to get a payback on it. And when we put it in, we had to pay VAT. You don't have to pay VAT anymore. So yeah, the long term is this is not going away. It's increasingly going to be an issue for us. We have terribly expensive electricity in this country, and we're very dependent on fossil fuel. So those issues will take a long time to play out.
Charlie Weston from the Irish Independent, Kieran McCarthy from KMC Homes. Thank you both for being with us.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.